A podfic of Foraging 101, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Oh, the fun of blackberry picking. End of summary. Phineas watched as Ferb danced over the down branches running through the weeds and thorns, keeping perfect balance as he bent to pick the right berries from the vines. You make that look so easy. Meanwhile, he was picking thorns from his fingers. Ferb glanced back at him. Would you like me to make it look harder? Nah, Phineas snickered. You do you, bro. I'm gonna go see how the girls are doing. He didn't see Ferb's thumbs up, but the corresponding ding followed him as he left. Isabella's whole face brightened when she saw him. It was nice to know that she considered him such a good friend that just seeing him could make her happier. He knew it made him happier, too. Hey, Isabella, how's it going? Good! She gestured towards large baskets, resting the path that led to Grandma and Grandpa's cabin. The Fireside girls have already gathered 3 bushels. The note of pride in her voice had him grinning. Cool! I'm glad you came with us. It was too bad Buford and Baljeet couldn't come, too. Her eyes went distant for a second before snapping into focus. He wondered what she was thinking about. Well, you can never have too many foraging patches. The statement was met with eye rolls and various versions of, Right, because that's why we're here, from the other Fireside girls that were deeper into the woods. All of which went unnoticed by Isabella and Phineas. She was thinking about patches. Phineas fought back his amusement. But it probably wasn't healthy that she was so obsessed, but if it made her happy, he didn't want to ruin her fun either. How many Help Thy Neighbor patches did she have by now? Not that he thought they only helped him and Ferb out to earn those. Is there a limit on how many of a certain patch you can earn? Isabella blinked. No, the only patch earning rule is the rule of 3 attempts. Why? No reason. There were plenty of blackberries still in this area. Ferb was clearing out their area quick enough on his own. Lifting his plastic bucket, he said, Do you mind if I... Chief! Gretchen sprinted out of the thicket. Addison fell into the bushes. Again? Isabella half groaned. Again? Phineas echoed. Seriously, again? Was she okay? Do you need help? Thanks, but I've got it. Setting down her bucket, she started following the other girl. You still got the first aid kit out? Always. He sighed. Oh, well, he'd just stay here and pick berries. Even if it felt a little anticlimactic now. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing if you enjoyed the fic. Now, there were a few bloopers. Would you like me to make it look... It was too... This statement was met with roll eyes... But it probably wasn't healthy that she was so obsessed, but if it made her happy, he didn't want to ruin her from her fun either. Oh my gosh, I can't see. There we go. There were plenty of blackberries still in his area. Always, he sighed. Oh well, he'd just have